shot could synthesize a picture perfect guy. A lie, a lie. 6 feet tall and super strong, we always get along. Alright, alright.
I almost feel bad turning that jam off. I haven't heard it in such a long time. It's pretty good, honestly. But I have to because the other DJs like need to get out of here and have their lives and all that jazz. They're not like me, a community DJ aged and worn, looking forward to this once a week and then nothing else. That's not true. I've got stuff going on. Maybe we'll figure it out as the night goes on. Okay, turning the laptop on. Very chill show today, probably. I mean, who knows about the music, whether it will be chill or not. There's a lot of really exciting releases, but the energy levels have been low as of late. So we may play some stuff that rides on similar energy levels. To get it started while I get set up and logged in and everything here. Oh, I suppose I should do the intro really quickly. This is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry I missed you guys last week. I was on my way to New York, spent a lovely weekend with some friends. Maybe we'll recap that a little bit later. I don't know why my voice did that for a second there. But we will recap that. Wow, it did it again. Recap that a little later. For now, I'm going to play a very chill tune from an album that has been on repeat for the past week for me, the new Caravan Palace Gangbusters Melody Club album. It's crazy. Like, this is like a once every couple of years kind of album, and not just because it's the first time they've released an album in 5 years. It's really good. It's a no skip. Every song bangs, and It really captures a lot of the Caravan Palace style, and we might talk about some of that moving forward when I play some of the other tracks. There's some specific ones I really want to point out, some of the cool things they do. But this is just a good one that is very chill, very nice vibes, and I think speaks very well to Caravan Palace's ability to both orchestrate like really compelling music and not just play with very interesting effects, which I think is what kind of was their claim to fame, you know, is bringing this electro swing genre into full motion, and that is reliant on a lot of like effects of older style music, but this is just a little bit more of like a really smooth composition, and I think it speaks to their musical creation prowess or something. I don't know, I'm not a real musician, but it's pretty good. Here is Portobello by Caravan Palace. Wait, maybe, let me turn it up. Oh yeah, okay. And then, here's Portobello by Caravan Palace. Fade myself in as that comes out. There we go. Really smooth groove there. I like it a lot. It's very, very chill. Probably the most chill track on the album. But as very similar to some of their other albums, there's some like really great club bangers, some really nice like French house kind of cafe stuff, and then also some much more chill stuff like that. I think the other track that's really chill, if you're into it, and honestly, we might play it as the outro, is Avalanches, which is really, really pretty as well. But what I like about Portobello is that it has like three or four melodies at one point kind of all playing at once, and each one of them gets their own little time in the spotlight as the song progresses, and then towards the end they all blend together, and it's done really well. Like, I think there, it doesn't sound very muddy. There's a lot going on, but every sound kind of has its place. It's mixed very, very cleanly. I like it. There's some more energy stuff that maybe we'll get into. I don't really know what the flow of this show will be, but there is one track that I wanted to talk about, and maybe something I'll start doing on the show a little bit more often, especially on times when I don't have mixes, is kind of talking about collabs and highlighting one song from each of the artists and then playing their collab together and trying to like talk about the stuff that they did together, maybe. I don't know. It's stuff that I think about. Maybe it would be interesting. Plus it gives us a chance to like hit more artists and have like slightly themed activities on the show or something. Who knows? It's an hour. We got to fill it somehow. But a really killer collab came out, recently that I had on my Instagram story from last week because I apparently can't go a week without sharing music. So because I didn't have the show, I was just spamming my Instagram story with music recs, as I did for about a semester before I had the show. But anyway, this collab by Mr. Bill and Infected Mushroom called Raw Authentic, is just a crazy great track. Really, really, like great clubby vibes, very good to bounce to. It sets the groove really early and then keeps you in it, which I think is really impressive, especially for the second part of the drop, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But like most importantly, I think it's a really clever style like combination. Like the collab was handled really well, specifically because Infected Mushroom, as the name may imply, is about very like lucid music, like music that you know, you could imagine doing some like non-FCC compliant things too. And then Mr. Bill is very very technical, very like digital. All of his like some of his like sound design and his like musical process is a little bit more like wet, you know, like it's a little bit more organic, but I think for the most part he's very, very like analog, very synthetic, very like digital. So we'll be playing one track by just Mr. Bill and then another track by Infected Mushroom. And I'm trying, like, if you're interested in this, either if you're not interested in it, they're all just really great electronic tracks. I think they're really fun. They've got great energy and hopefully they'll keep you bouncing on a Thursday night. But if you are interested in it, this first track I think is going to be a little bit more like, you know, mechanical, much more digital. And then the next track will be Infected Mushroom, which I think is going to sound a little bit more organic. You might be able to hear the sounds feel a little bit more like creepy crawly, you know, they're instead of like glitches and stuttering, it's very like lucid and complete and full. And then we'll do the collab and I'll talk a little bit about like how they combined that and kept a song with like pretty decent energy and really good composition, in my opinion. So to get things started, we'll play the Pleasure Seeker VIP by Mr. Bill off of his Phantasmagorical album.
Bill, did you finish that VIP?
That goes.
Okay. I'm the first time.
VIP. Sure.
There we go. So that was the track by Mr. Bill. Again, that's Pleasure Seeker, the VIP. There's a couple remixes of that. The Virtual Riot one is really great. Has this whole, like, you know, colorful synth design process going on through it. So definitely recommend checking that out, especially if you liked the groove. Yeah. And then next we'll have Infected Mushroom. So that last one, hopefully you could kind of hear a little bit. It was very glitchy, very digitized. I'll bet some of the synths, if you know, like, anything about, like, signal processing or, like, synthesis, I guess, like, you could probably even tell what shape the waveform was in, you know? Very different in this next song. The sounds are going to be a lot more lucid, a lot more kind of crawling around your head, a little bit more, like, acid-based kind of style. Yeah, so maybe you'll hear what I'm talking about, but maybe you won't. Either way, it's a great track, has some really great energy, and I think, like, the second drop of this one, I haven't heard it in a little bit, but one of my favorites from this group that isn't, like, 9 minutes long, because, like I said, Infected Mushroom is all about making those kind of, like, lucid, very long tracks that you can space zone out to, kind of, or have, like, very weird sound effects that pull your brain all over the place. And so their tracks are usually, like, these 8 or 9 minute soundscapes, kind of. This track is only 4 minutes long, a little bit more clubby, but I still think it has their sound design process, or it highlights what I'm trying to get at and in their sound design process pretty well. So we will start playing Do It. This is a collab, but I haven't really heard of the other people. I mean, I've heard of Mr. Black. He's very famous. I'm pretty sure he's, like, semi-famous, actually not very famous. But Infected Mushroom, I think, carried a lot of this track. So here it is. Alright, so that is the other track, the Infected Mushroom one, called Do It. It's the shorter version. There is an extended version. Like I said, Infected Mushroom, very into making these super long tracks. And hopefully, maybe you noticed in that track, like, a lot of the sounds had, like, crazy reverb on them, or, like, delay or something that just kind of prolongs them, gives them a lot of life, or, like, I don't know, like, length in the track. Whereas Mr. Bill's stuff is usually a lot more glitchy and a lot more like, I'm actually going to cut the sound off before it's even done to give it this kind of synthetic digitized effect. So in this collab, when I first saw it, I was like, excuse me, like, how are they going to pull this off? I mean, I know, like, I'm probably one of like 8 people who saw it and before listening to it was like judging it by its cover artists, not really the same thing, but like, I don't know, I was not convinced that it was gonna sound very good because they're both very experimental, but in different directions, I feel like, but they synthesized it really well in this track. I think like Infected Mushroom does a really good job of building the scene at the start, and then the first drop is very obviously kind of carried by Mr. Bill. You'll hear like a lot of the same sound design, a lot of the same like synths that are closer to probably like analog sounds but have a lot of like effects on them, as opposed to like waveforms that you might not be able to detect or figure out what Infected Mushroom usually does. Wow, I'm really floundering this one. I thought it would be cool if I had something put together, but I never got around to it. Shocking. But yeah, I think it blends really well, and then after the first drop starts and Mr. Bill kind of carries over or takes over the track, adds a lot of energy, that energy never leaves the track, and it very smoothly kind of blends into the second drop around maybe 2:14-ish, I think, where Infected Mushroom kind of takes over on that second drop, and you get a lot more of that kind of triplet acidy bass stuff that you heard towards the end of the Do It track. So I think this collab is really impressive. You can tell each artist did like what parts, but at the same time, it's unified to the point where it doesn't sound like, you know, just two artists had two ideas and then put them together. It's cool to see them kind of take the same song idea in their own directions. And so hopefully you'll be able to hear that. Again, the first drop probably very much carried by Mr. Bill. The second drop probably very much carried by Infected Mushroom. At least that's just my interpretation based off of what they've produced in the past. So here is Rawthentic. Came out, I think, about 2 weeks ago. Really great track. I get up and jump to this one a little bit, or at least bop your head. It's fun. It's fun. Do it. So there it is. I love that track. I think it's super great. Also, like, kind of felt myself revitalizing as the track was playing, honestly. Maybe you can't hear it in my voice yet as it still gargles itself awake. I don't do a lot of talking these days. I'm in my stand-ups and just, like, no blockers, no updates. I'm just chugging along. But music is so healing. It's so nice. I don't know. It's, like, the only thing keeping me afloat these days. Well, maybe that was too deep. But, like, it rules. It's, like, I don't know. It can get you, it gets you out of the headspace. It's so nice. I was, like, kind of bummed, not really motivated, and now that track went off and I was bopping in my chair. It's so cool. All it was vibrations. What's going on here? Someone explain it to me. Anyway, let's get some energy in here, maybe if that wasn't energy enough. Let's just do like a crazy Steezer screecher. This came out on Friday, I believe, so it just briefly missed my story spam session of all the tracks that came out the Friday previous. But Ray Volpe is back at it again with another track. Hopefully this will be like a teaser track for the third Volpetron EP, because those EPs have gone insane in the past. But this track has a crazy, crazy pre-vocal, which is kind of what Ray Volpe is becoming known for, I feel like. If you remember, the Happy song that he dropped about 4 months ago has the pre-vocal that's like, this song makes me really happy, and it goes da 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 da, and people were playing a lot with that. People played with that and mixed it into Subtronic's Another Level, and some other, I think like a Pixel Terror track as well. There's like, people played with it a lot, and then Laser Beam, which came out I think 4 months before that, which really took the crowd by storm. Like, first of all, there's like 100 remixes of Laser Beam, very similar to like Skanka by Hamdi. But it also, like, the pre-vocal is used everywhere because shockingly, electronic music festivals like to use lasers. So before they fire the lasers, that pre-vocal goes really hard. And so kind of following suit with that, this next one is... I can anticipate it kind of being the pre-vocal of the season for a little bit, where it's just someone going like, let me see you drop, 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 and it just spams drop like over and over again, but it has a little bit of a rhythm to it, very, very groovy. I don't want to flex, but I did comment on a post where this track was released. I said, babe, wake up, new Ray Volpe pre-drop just dropped, 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 as, he, like, you know, because the song says dropped. And there's a meme reference, a little double entendre for your 10:28 Thursday afternoon. And it was, like, the number one liked comment on the post, so even though that's, like, maybe 20 likes total, look, we live on whatever highs we can these days. Wow, I've said some, like, depressing stuff this show. We're all chilling. It's just good music. Let's just get to it. Here is See You Drop by Ray Volpe. One thing, wow, I'm spazzing. But from the track we played last, Rawthentic, one other thing I want to point out that maybe if you re-listen to it again, there's this really iconic house sample that's used in pretty much, I don't know, probably 65% of house songs that you've definitely heard before. It's just someone going woo and yeah, and usually they're panned from one ear to the other. So one person over here is going woo and one person over here is going yeah. I don't know if you actually have the panning on this mic, but it's so like bit crushed and distorted that it almost sounds like a synth, or like they're speaking through like tinfoil or something. I don't really know the right word to describe it, but listen to the first drop again and you'll be able to hear that. It's just such a cool illusion to bring this like very lucid soundscape into a house beat and then bring that like very iconic sample that's like, by the way, we're definitely a house song because we have this thing in it, but it's also like guised behind all their very many layers of sound design. Very interesting. Anyway, okay, back to the other one. Here's the song with the great pre-drop vocal. It goes pretty hard. And you can also kind of hear the drop, the main drop bass easing its way in each time they say drop. So get ready. Hear the, like, the attack of that. If you're not familiar with that term, the attack is like the initial part of the sound as the sound is kind of winding up. You can hear the attack of the main drop at each time they say drop. And then once it gets into the actual thing, he just actually lets the bass rip and go. Very fun. So let's get to it. This one is going to be louder than the other one. So prepare your eardrums accordingly. Here's See You Drop by Ray Volpe. It's so good, isn't it? It's very it captures a lot of Ray Volpe's style, I feel like, all in one song. Like, it has the bass that's so like growly and so low that you can almost hear the like waveform, like you can almost hear the amplitude of each part of the wave, you know, as it's going through. And also has like the second drop pre-vocal, but like the pre-drop like stutter effect that almost sounds better than the original, or like the actual drop. He has a similar thing in his remix of Nosebleed. Or is Nosebleed just by Ray Volpe? I think Ray Volpe, yeah, that's just by Ray Volpe. And then Oxygen, the Oxygen remix, which I believe is originally by Elenium, but I could be wrong about that. Oh no, my computer. Oh, we're back. Heck yeah. I almost did an FCC no-no. I also have received the greatest compliment of my entire life from my ex-housemate, but still housemate at heart. Honestly, he lives in my heart, so he's my heartmate. I don't know what that was all about, but it's true. He said I'm Megan Monroe-core, the way I talk on radio. It's fun, do it. Yeah, I can see where that was pretty Megan Monroe core. I'm like, just bop around, it's fun, do it. Yeah, except that was more like Valley Girl, 2003 Legally Blonde musical kind of style. Anyway, okay, well, yeah, that I got a goofy text from that man. Sometimes he's just a little silly. Anyway, I'm gonna play This is a song I found today. It has like maybe 600 listens. It's not very great, but it's going to give me some time to figure out what else we're going to do for the rest of the show. This is called Pretty Boy Swag, But You're on Cocaine by Julian from Florida. It's one of the songs ever, honestly. Wow, this headset is so much better than the one I was using before. Also, I'm gonna try and watch my S's. Holy cow, that was sharp. Anyway, that was Pretty Boy Swag, But You're on Cocaine by Julian from Florida. Don't know what to think about the song. It's been out, I think, since like 2020. Let me check real quick. Yep, since 2020, it has 6,000 plays, so definitely nothing that's, like, you know, record-breaking or anything. But it kind of goes crazy. I think it's really good vibes. I found it just today. Love that it has a little SpongeBob clip in it. Love that the second drop is brought in with a Mario Kart's, like, 3-2-1 go sound. It's just littered with, like, little nostalgic bits. Yeah, and a couple of tracks that really play well together. Very smooth synth. I don't know. It's pretty good. My housemate said it has a Pokemon Diamond and Pearl sound theme to it. I kind of agree with that. It has a really, like, crystalline synth noise, you know? The kind of, like, I just hit a very I was trying to, like, come up with the word in my head. Prism! That's it. I just hit a prismatic rock with a metal rod and let it ring kind of noise. Maybe that'll oh my god, this is a crazy good joke. Maybe that'll resonate with some of you, maybe it won't. Okay, anyway. I thought that was pretty good. Anyway, I got an email from Edward. Edward, hey, if you're listening, that's crazy. I can't believe you found the show again. Honestly, our biggest fan. I had to tell my mom that I started the show up again. You found it all by yourself. I know you've preluded some of your emails with, like, how could I be a better fan than your own parent? I don't know. My mom's got some stepping up to do, I think. Okay, anyway. But, Edward, very cool of you to reach out. I still have to read the email, I'm not going to lie, but I saw the topic and I was like, no way. And I did read far enough that I saw that you're no longer the PSA guy, so I'll stop doing those shout-outs. But know that many of the PSAs are still in there, I'm sure, especially the walking one that we all know and love that connected us in the first place. Diego's losing it. I am losing it. Whenever I say I'm losing it at home, which is frequently, I am turning into the Joker, ladies and gentlemen. But whenever I say I'm losing it, or he's losing it, or whatever, my housemate will 100%, without a doubt, I think he's hit it every time I've said it, go, I'm losing it. In terms of Losing It by Fisher, which was like frat boy anthem. Holy cow. Did you guys hear that? That was crazy. I'm losing it. It was a frat boy anthem house track that is just like the most basic house song I've ever heard in my life. Harrison and I used to laugh about it all the time. But I think it's the same reason why Alex and I laugh about it now. It's just so simple, but the track is funny. And whenever we say losing it, he goes, I'm losing it. And it gets me every time. Literally every time. Anyway. Wow, we could talk about American alcohol consumption. We could talk about hand washing. There's so many things. He goes, we heard that. Yeah, okay. Nothing to be concerned about if you did hear that. I think it was just a car, like, skirting. But it was a little weird. Speaking of, yeah, it was a tire screech. Ding, 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 ding. 10 points to him, baby. Okay. School on Wheels of Massachusetts. School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern MA. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at chris@salma.org or visit our website at www.soma.org. Thank you for caring about our kids. Yeah, that's that. My friend is trying to recruit me to tutor for an hour a week, and I am still on the fence about it because I'm having trouble taking care of a cactus that I need to water, like, probably once a week. It takes maybe 10 seconds. So that's where I'm at right now. And I don't know if I can, like, morally justify that, like, any amount of a student's educational prowess would be, I don't want to say dependent, but perhaps advantaged by what I could provide, and then me not being able to provide it. So, well, I don't know. But if you're capable, tutor some kids, especially ones that need it. It's a great way to put a great thing to do with your time. Plus, like, you can definitely help, like, younger kids with their math. You might be like, I'm not good at math. Trust me, you can do, like, addition and multiplication. You got it. You can even use a calculator yourself if you need to help them. It'll be okay. So reach out, figure out how to do that. Maybe I can even get some other links if people are interested in that, because I have some friends who work with kids. So yeah, hit me up if that's something that interests you. Anyway, I want to play more Caravan Palace tracks because they're fantastic. So, another one that I've been vibing a lot to recently is Spirits. So we're going to play this one. One of the things I really like about this track is that the main synth is very, like, transient. Like, it's a lot of it is actually kind of no noise at all. It's almost kind of like a pluck, you know, where a track, like, you can imagine, like, plucking a guitar string and it has, like, a shorter kind of sound than, like, a strum. But it's even, I don't know if even pluckier makes sense, but it's, like, even sharper than that, even quicker than that. It's a very fun groove, and I also love the way that the vocals are mixed in this track. Just very nostalgic, very vinyl-y. I don't know. It sounds very good. Very, very nice. It's a great strutting song, I feel like. So if you've got some time to pace in your house, or you've got a chore you need to do, maybe finally put the clothes in the laundry or whatever, walk and strut to this one a little bit. It's fun. Do it. It's fun. Fade out the baby crying noises and stuff, but super fun track, really smooth. I think one of the things I really love about the way the vocals are in that track, well, what I love about the vocals in that track is the very, like, strong vibrato in her voice. Like, you can hear it kind of ring whenever she comes in with one of the verses. Like, her initial note every time is very strong and loud. Yeah, the effects on it make the vibrato really stand out, and it's just really fun to kind of strut to. I don't know, it makes the world feel light, maybe. Maybe that's just me, but I don't know. It's really good. This is a fantastic album. We opened the show with a track from this album, and we have one now. We'll probably close the show with a track from the album. We might even play one more in between then. It's super good. It is the first album that has no collabs on it that Cara Van Pallas has done since Panic, which is 12 years. And while there's only been, like, I think two or three albums in that time, it's kind of interesting that it's been, like, that long, I guess. Rather, it's kind of interesting that this one doesn't have any collabs on it, especially because Chronologic, their last one, had a couple collabs on it that were all quite good and were well-received. But it's very fun. This album, just like a quick lore or Diego lore thing, is that like I met my current housemate and we kind of bonded over Cara Van Pallas, I would say, or that was like the first link of like, oh, maybe I should get to know this guy. And worst decision of my life. No, I'm kidding. It's been fantastic. Love the guy. One of my closest friends. And Chronologic came out just about the time that we were meeting each other, right about when we were starting college, our freshman year. It's almost like exactly the day we started. I think it was like August 30th or something. But yeah, and then 5 years later, I'm out of college. He's doing a master's. Sorry, buddy. This album comes out and we're grooving to it again. In between the two albums, we caught a show, caught Cara Van Pallas live. Definitely like one of the best concerts, if not the best concert I've ever been to. Just incredible, incredible vibes the whole way through. Group means a lot to me. They're a fantastic group. Moving on with that. Oh, my. I was playing a song. The song was called My by Troy Sivan. You should check out Troy Sivan. He's got crazy good stuff, too. But we're not done with Gangbusters Melody Club. We've got a couple other tracks that I want to play. I don't know if we'll have time. But I am going to play... it's so difficult. I'm going to play 81 Special. I think it captures a lot of the Cara Van Pallas groove and vibe. And there's a really fun part as it builds to the final drop here, where you'll hear a build for a really long time, a little bit of trumpet, a little bit of trombone, I think. And then it will kind of conclude the build with a very long kind of piano arpeggio, like moving way up the piano. And right at the end of the arpeggio, there is a tone, like a phone dial sound. And then it gets right into like a gritty bass line mixed with like the really low brassy notes that is kind of like Cara Van Pallas' iconic sound. But I think everything in that really short 2 or 3 seconds of the build is like, it captures everything about Cara Van Pallas' sound. You know, it's got the really authentic, very minimal editing on the piano, like very smooth piano instrumentation, and then like a very technologic noise, you know, like a glitch or like a dial tone, and then right into like a really nice synthesis, if you will, of both synths and like acoustic instrument, or like not acoustic but natural instrument. So listen in for that as at the build. I might even say, like, here it's coming up at the end of this build or something once it gets there. But really energetic track here. Super fun to stomp to, groove to. Like a lot of Cara Van Pallas music, it's made for moving. So move around. I know it's late on a Thursday, but, like, just do it. It's fun. long build, but I believe it's at the end of this build. Pay attention to it. It's really cool. Piano, then tone, then the drop. Very fun. That's the end of that track, 81 Special by Caravan Palace. Some other great ones on there that honestly we are going to play on the show at some point. We have to. This is Raccoons, really fun vocal chops in that one. Avalanches, super, super smooth track. I was going to close with Avalanches, but we're running low on time, so I'm going to close with a much shorter song, I think. And then also... City Cook is just really fun vibes. Opens with a really fun vocal sample of like the internals of a kitchen and chefs just yelling at each other, and then it blows up into like very, very nice strutting vibes, very similar like I'm in a movie, don't talk to me kind of music. And then Fool, super cool, has this like sick like reversed accordion sound, I think is what my husband and I have landed upon, trying to figure out what it is. Super fun, we'll probably play that too. And then finally, Blonde Dynamite has a really cool like modulated synth where they change the low frequency oscillation speed, oh wow, that was a word, of the synth, so that it triggers at just the right times to be in beat with the groove that they're building with the drums. It's really impressive, honestly. It sounds super cool. And I'll leave you with that. Honestly, check it out. Check out the whole album. Blonde Dynamite is the track I was just talking about. Very fun. And I believe the DJ for Doobie Hour will be coming up the steps shortly, maybe even into the studio. But while that transition is going, we will sign off with Glaive, I think. So this is, or has been, Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Here is, H-U-H by Glaive, really short track to fade us out. Really nice lyrics, especially like a part in the middle where he plays with the word pathetic like 3 or 4 times in the same stanza. Very fun. And also, I think it captures a lot of his like sucks but trying my best virtuoso energy that Glaive tries to encapsulate in a lot of his songs. So here is, huh?